Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Talking baseball in St. Louis.
Welcome back to Issues, etc. It is the home opener for the St. Louis Cardinals here in the St. Louis area. It's a big deal. To say it's a big deal is kind of to understate it. It's probably one of the biggest deals in the St. Louis area every year. Whether the Cardinals are winning or losing, you have the Clydesdales marching around the outside of the field. You have the kind of odd picture of past players, some of them genuine baseball legends, riding around in golf carts and being cheered endlessly by an entirely full stadium, which is, well, that's a rare thing in baseball today, too. We decided that since it's the home opener today, we'd like to talk to a regular guest that joins us a couple times a year to talk about St. Louis baseball Cardinals, Rick Horton. He joins us on this Thursday afternoon to talk about the season ahead. Rick Horton is a regular guest, former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher himself, a radio and TV analyst for the Cardinals, and Metro Director of the Greater St. Louis Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Rick, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Always good to be with you. It's a terrific show, and I always love talking about Cardinal baseball.
So most of our listeners don't live in or near St. Louis. Can you explain to them how special a Cardinals home opener is for the team and for the fans?
Yeah, I've been involved in so many of them, first as a player, I guess seven of them as a player, and then, you know, as a broadcaster for a long time. It's really a community thing. It's about the game, in a sense, but it's about kind of the connection of generations of past players. We'll have a lot of the Hall of Fame players that were stars in the 60s and beyond, and I just think the Cardinals do it right. They really make it a feel-good experience about the community, and of course, Cardinal baseball at the center of that. And I played in other places, and you know, we just had an opener in Milwaukee, and there was an opener in New York for the home team there. And it's just hard to replicate what St. Louis has, because it's just kind of has this rich tradition and long tradition of being a kind of a family connector, and it really is special.
Do you have a favorite opening day experience in your memory?
Yes, I do. The very first one I had, I was standing next to Daryl Porter, who is a dear friend and played many years in the big leagues, and he looked at me, and he had goosebumps on his arm, and he said, "I want you to know that no matter how many openers you're a part of, you'll feel like this." And he's right. I mean, it really is kind of magical, I guess. The Clydesdales, the pageantries, the Hall of Famers, the players ride around in cars, and it's like a little car parade, and it really is kind of nice pageantry and theater almost, and that's a great memory. And soon after, you know, he told me that, and I saw my first opening day, Ozzie Smith did a backflip onto the field. That's the first time I saw him do that as he was taking shortstop to start the game, and that was pretty special.
Adam Wainwright is going to be on the mound tonight for the opener. He's 36 years old. Is it realistic for fans to be optimistic about his success this year?
Well, I think it's a great question, and I know he is optimistic about it. And, you know, I think at some point you're realistic about the fact that, you know, obviously he's not 25 years old anymore, but Adam's value to the team goes beyond his winning games and how he pitches. And certainly that's important, but he's like another coach for some of the young Cardinal pitchers that we've got coming up. Luke Reaver, Alex Reyes, Jack Flaherty are all multi-talented guys, and they're all, you know, under 24. And to have Wainwright around is important. Yeah, you want him to do more than just coach. You want him to perform. But, you know, if Adam can win 10 or 12 games as a starter for this team, I think that'd be a positive. It's pretty miraculous that he's come back as quick as he has. And I saw Adam yesterday and said, "You look 18 years old." And he said, "That's how I feel, and that's what I'm trying to project," because he lost 25 pounds. Not that he was heavy, but he's really slimmed down, leaned up, and he's ready to go.
Yadier Molina will turn 36 right before the All-Star break. How much longer can he continue to be a Golden Glove caliber catcher?
Well, that's also a good question. I'm not sure if Yadier's found the proverbial fountain of youth, or whether there is such a thing. But he does still seem very healthy. He caught more innings than anybody in baseball. I wouldn't say caught at the same level that the Gold Glove guy that you know, he's 8 Gold Gloves, 4 Platinum Gloves for the best defender in all of baseball. So he is a remarkable talent. But he's also remarkable at staying young. He dresses young. He thinks young. He's a big Instagram guy. He's, you know, he's just kind of, you know, he does everything he can do to feel as if he's 25 years old. And I think that helps him. And, his knees seem to be able to withstand the rigors of catching. He lost a lot of weight 2 years ago, and I think that's helped take some pressure off his body. And I would say he's got a couple more years left. That's what he signed for, and I would imagine that he'll play those and perhaps even beyond.
What do you think about Tommy Pham's feature that appeared a couple days ago in Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, for those that didn't hear about that, Tommy was blasting the organization a little bit, and it was pretty, you know, pretty harsh and kind of gut level language from Tommy. Which, if you know Tommy, that's him. So I don't think anybody was surprised by it. Talking to the Cardinal front office people and to his manager, it's like, well, that's just Tommy. And what Mike Matheny said, his manager, he said, everybody's got a story. I've got a story. Tommy's got a story. My story is, this team has really been good to me, and I'm thankful for the opportunity, which is very much like Mike would say. And Tommy's story is a little different, but I would say it was honest. Would I do it? No. But Tommy's the kind of guy that just likes to play mad, which I don't think is the highest form of competition. But, you know, for him, that's his thing. And, you know, I think his talent and his ability are kind of overshadowing kind of the negative publicity about that. But I think, you know, sometimes you just have that friend that you just say, well, that's Tommy being Tommy, and I think that's how the Cardinals are treating it.
Rick Horton is our guest. We're talking St. Louis baseball Cardinals when we come back a little bit more on Tommy Pham's talent. Stay tuned.
I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be San Diego.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking St. Louis baseball Cardinals and the season that is ahead, that is opening at home on this very day. Rick Horton, former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher, radio and TV analyst for the Cardinals, and Metro Director of the Greater St. Louis Fellowship of Christian Athletes, is our guest. Issues Etc. is brought to you in part today by Lutheran Federal Credit Union. During April, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give the same amount of money to Lutheran Elementary School Association. Learn more at lutheranfcu.org. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, good for you, good for the church, lutheranfcu.org. Rick, before the break, we were talking about Tommy Pham's talent. And speaking of that, if I'm not mistaken, last season he had 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases. He says in that Sports Illustrated article that he's going to do 30 and 30 this year. What do you think?
Well, I think he's got if anybody can do it, it's him. He's at that level. You know, there's this thing as a coach. You want your players to be confident, but you don't want them to be arrogant. And he is right on that. He is teetering on that edge. He is right up to that point. But I think he believes he can do it. At 30 stolen bases, 30 home runs, I think it's very possible for him to do that. I really do. I think the question for Tommy is health. Number one, that's true of all major league players because you can get hurt with one wrong term on the field and miss 6 weeks or 8 weeks, and there's your, you know, a big part of your season. But also for him, he has battled eyesight, kind of just a disease that he's had in one of his eyes that makes vision an issue. And if your vision's not right and the fastball's coming in at 98 miles an hour, you have problems. But he seems to have that under control, but that could always rear its ugly head.
A couple of years ago, you and I had a conversation like this. I asked you about key to the season, and you had one answer. You said, keep Yadier Molina healthy. Now, a lot has changed since in the Cardinals organization. What do you think are the top keys to the Cardinals season this year?
Well, I think a key to the Cardinals season is Matt Carpenter, and it'd be an odd choice to say that. And Matt Carpenter and Michael Walker, two guys in particular, and I'm not saying they're the most important Cardinal players or they're the best Cardinal players, but I think they're both guys that have been All-Stars, and if they can play like All-Stars again, and then you add them to the existing All-Stars, a guy like Marcell Ozuna in the middle of the lineup, if Matt Carpenter has a big year with Ozuna hitting behind him, Ozuna's going to have more than a big year. He's going to have a big plus year. And so I think Carpenter's important to Ozuna, which is important to the whole lineup. And I'd say the same thing about Michael Wacha, who could be an 18-game winner. He could be an All-Star, or he could win 8 games. I mean, so I think they're the most kind of not sure what to expect from them type guys. And if they get the plus seasons that you hope for, the team's going to be in the playoffs again.
Speaking of Wacha, it's been observed by many people that one of his weaknesses is that he's really good the first time he sees the batters. The second time it gets worse, and the third time they're going to pull him from the game. In the offseason, have you seen any improvements there?
Well, he's working on that. He's working on developing a better curveball. His changeup, you know, for the most part, is a good pitch from the curveball, kind of comes and goes. But you just have to be an artist as a pitcher. I think more than the pitch selection, he just has to get experience and has to believe and has to find a way to do it. I'm of the school that I know the numbers say that, but the numbers say that about every pitcher in baseball. It's harder to pitch when you've seen a guy two times already. Well, figure it out is what I would say instead of decimating your bullpen, which is what baseball seems bent on doing right now, just bringing in six relievers every game. Well, I don't think that's the answer. I really don't. I don't think, unless you decide you're going to go with 15 pitchers and no bench players, you're going to wear out your bullpen as some teams do, and some teams are doing that already in the early going in the season. You have to. Tony La Russa came out at the St. Louis Baseball Writers Dinner and said, we've got to stop this trend, and we've got to go back to people being like Bob Gibson and pitching 7 innings or more so our relievers are more effective. Wacha would be a test case to say, you're not good the third time through a lineup, get better, figure it out. And I think that's, to me, that's very possible that could happen.
What is your reaction to the addition of closer Greg Holland?
Very excited about that. The whole Cardinal Nation, and the Cardinal Nation is beyond St. Louis. The Cardinal reach goes to a lot of the Midwest and the Nebraska, and it goes to Oklahoma and Kentucky. And there's a lot of reasons for that, the reach of the Cardinal radio over the years and just kind of the nearest proximity major league team. And at one point, the Cardinals were the furthest, most west team in the country. I mean, that's years ago. But the point is, there's this broad kind of reach of what Cardinal Nation is. And I do think the expectation is that the Cardinals should be in the playoffs. And again, everybody's hoping they'll get back to that again.
Have you noticed an improvement in what everybody has kind of acknowledged over the last several seasons has been a weakness, which is fundamentals? Have you noticed an improvement in fundamentals?
Oh, boy. 100%. 100%. Jose Oquendo, I have great respect for him. He was a missing piece. And it's not to denigrate the other coaches. And I always believe that, you know, coaches are, you know, and of course, that's part of my involvement with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I think coaches are undervalued. They're so important. Coaches can give wrong messages and they can give right messages, and we need to be behind coaches, which is what FCA does, support them, train them to help coach the fullness of an athlete, not just kind of what they do on the field, but coach their heart, coach their spirit as well. And that's FCA's, I think, place in our country today. And I think, so I love the coaches the Cardinals had, but what Oquendo brings is just a respect factor and a detail factor that maybe is beyond what anybody else can do. So it's good to have him back. I've noticed it not just in defensive fundamentals, but in running the bases. The Cardinals in spring training and through the first six games of the year have been very aggressive, not running into outs aggressive, but smart aggressive, and I think that's a little bit of his imprint.
And speaking of coaching, Mike Maddux has been added as a pitching coach. What kind of philosophy can we expect from him?
I think he's a fun guy. He was doing fun drills. He's kind of a light guy. He was doing fun drills in spring training. They were hooting and hollering on backfields where they were playing games of wiffle ball. I mean, he's just a different cat. But I think, you know, we've got some coaches on our staff and even the manager, Mike Matheny, who's a pretty serious guy. And I think to have a little bit of lightheartedness from a guy who has an important position like the pitching coach, I think that's good. It's a long year, and you have to be serious about what you do. But, man, if you don't experience the feeling of being like a 10-year-old every once in a while and you're playing in the backyard, you're probably not going to be a very good baseball player. You need to have a balance of both, of preparation, seriousness, all that, but you also have to play loose and confident and with a little bit of a swagger and a little bit of a kind of a just a low-key attitude, again, like you're playing in the backyard. I think those make the best players.
With a couple seasons running of winning less games every year, can the Cardinals win their division this season?
Yeah, winning the division, can they? Yes. Will they? I mean, I'm not sure how I would handicap that in terms of actual number of wins, but Milwaukee's better than they were last year, and the Cubs are still going to be good. They've got a really good lineup. But I think the Cardinals can win the division. I absolutely do believe that. I would say more confidently, I would project that they would be in the playoffs and at least be in a wild card situation, because I think that's very possible. They're going to win upwards of 88 games, something like that. I think that's what actually many organizations have predicted they would win, and that was before they got Greg Holland. So Greg Holland becomes, back to your earlier question, kind of the Cardinal Nation excitement factor. You know, the reach I was talking about earlier, tying it back to your question, was that Greg Holland, I think, has energized everybody. I think it's going to energize the team. When you've got a closer, as Whitey Herzog has always used to say, you build your team from the back forward, from the ninth inning back to the first, and having Greg Holland, a guy that led the league in saves last year, is going to be a big, big plus.
Before we let you go, what's the latest with the Greater St. Louis Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Well, I've been 25 years, Todd, with this work, and I'm so excited about the growth that's happening. We've grown to 16 staff people in the Greater St. Louis area, and regionally and nationally, our staff is growing. International missions opportunities. On the local level, we have a number of community events, golf tournaments, and dinners that have been just meaningful experiences for the adults that come to hear our story. And we have really good work that's going on in the urban areas on both the Missouri side of the river and the east side here in St. Louis. And I really see coaches making a difference in the lives of young people, and I see us helping coaches do that and also helping coaches grow in their faith and understand what it means to coach in a godly way. And we are resourcing them, serving them, being essentially their chaplains in many cases. But our staff growth has just led to more and more opportunities, and I couldn't be happier about what St. Louis FCA is doing. STLFCA.org if you want to know more about what we're doing and find a spot in it.
Folks, you can learn more about the Greater St. Louis Fellowship of Christian Athletes at our website as well, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Rick Horton is former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher, radio and TV analyst for the Cardinals, and Metro Director of the Greater St. Louis Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Rick, thank you very much.
Always good to visit with you. You bet.
On the other side of the break, Terry Mattingly joins us. We'll talk about a new survey on Europe's young adults and their religious beliefs or lack thereof and how it's been covered by the media. Stay tuned.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore, thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, Visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
What does Easter have to do with mission work? Find out in the April issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine, as you learn to see Christian missions through the lens of Easter and see Easter anew through the eyes of LCMS missionaries around the world. Celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection together with all the saints throughout time and to the very ends of the earth. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Well, I think one thing we're going to do right out of the gate is define what pro-life is.
Scott Klusendorf talking about his presentation at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
That term is now being confused. It's being put up for grabs, and we're going to make clear what the pro-life syllogism is, how we can make that case for life with people who don't accept biblical authority, who maybe don't even know what it is we stand for, and are subject to being confused. So there's a crying need to clarify what pro-life means, what our actual arguments are, and then we'll look at five bad ways people argue against the pro-life case in the public square so that we can be prepared to give good, solid, Christ-honoring answers.
You can meet and hear Scott Klusendorf making the case for life at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. Learn more about conference speakers and topics and register at issuesetc.org.